this is the prayer that I put together from the narcissistic mother message that I received from my sister on Facebook in my news feed, Tobina Rice. So, thank you, Tobina. I turned your teaching into a prayer. This is how we break family curses from the father's side of our family, and how we break the family curses from the mother's side of our family. Our fathers have fathers, and their fathers have fathers, and their fathers have fathers. Our fathers have mothers, and their mothers have mothers, and their mothers have mothers. Our mothers have fathers, and our mothers have mothers. And all of this turns into this prayer and this teaching, how to break that family curse, entitled The Narcissistic Mother. It's cold-blooded. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, my faith is Christ's faith. My belief is true belief, because I was chosen by God to believe the truth and to believe in the things of God. I'm born of the Holy Spirit, who is my helper in all things. The Holy Spirit is witness. I am witness to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of truth is indwelling inside of me, giving me God's truth. My Father's fresh anointing is pouring down upon my head and dripping down my face. And the power of God has come upon me with all power from on high. Father, I decree on this day and in this hour, I ask that you divinely rebuke the spirit of dependency that attaches itself to the evil wife spirit and female woman who creates dependencies so their children will never leave them, including their husbands. For this cause, Father, on this day and in this hour, I come unto you with my request. I ask that you send a very sharp and strong rebuke against and upon the head of the woman, female, and wife who relies on dependency to control others to support their addiction of dependency, and remove the dependency spirit, uproot the dependency spirit, rebuke the dependency spirit. I bind up and tie up the dependency spirit, and I cast out the dependency spirit and send the dependency spirit into the pits of darkness. And Father, never permit me to feel obligated to any man, and never permit me to feel obligated to any woman who creates dependencies against me, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, thank you for sending your holy, high-ranking angel to defeat and overthrow the dependency spirit that uses the female wife to control and manipulate family members in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Isn't that something? That's how you stand in the gap for your mother, for your father, for your mother's mother, four generations of mothers in your bloodline, four generations of fathers in your bloodline. This is how you break the generational family curse. This is how it happens. It starts with your mother, because your mother had a mother and she had a mother. And then it starts with your father, because your father had a father and he had a father. Everyone isn't married in their bloodline, but if you've had a child with someone, it still falls into the family tie, or the family soul tie, or the family stronghold. You have to revisit and look at the type of manipulation and the type of control that has been handed down from generation to generation, from great-great-great-grandmothers to great-great-grandmothers to great-grandmothers to mothers, and great-great-great-grandfathers and great-great-great-fathers and great-fathers, and all of that spills down and trickles down to your children. And then your children repeat the same cycle of manipulation and dependency, and no one can break free and be set free until they get this revelational knowledge and deliver themselves from manipulation in your own family that starts with your mother and starts with your father and starts with all of their parents. This is cold-blooded, man. I hope you received it in the name of Jesus the Christ. Now break that curse. Shalom.